From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The health care bill cleared a key test in the U.S. Senate early this morning. The vote was 60 to 40. It all but assures Senate passage of the measure by Christmas. The bill would extend health coverage to more than 30 million Americans who now lack it. Also, insurance companies would be banned from denying benefits on the basis of pre-existing medical conditions. All the no votes came from Republicans. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell questioned why the vote took place in the early morning hours.
Make no mistake, if the people who wrote this bill were proud of it, they wouldn't be forcing this vote in the dead of night.
The House has already passed health care legislation. Attempts to work out a compromise are expected to begin in the days after Christmas. Airlines are struggling to get their flight schedules back to normal today in much of the U.S. after a winter snowstorm paralyzed airports along the East Coast. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
The snowstorm forced the cancellation of thousands of flights from New England to Washington, D.C., and for a time totally shut down Philadelphia International Airport. By last night, the Federal Aviation Administration reported that average flight delays at East Coast airports were less than 15 minutes. Airlines say they're adding extra flights, using bigger airplanes where possible, and working with passengers to help them get home. The 16 inches of snow recorded at Reagan National Airport was the most ever on a single day in December. The 23.2 inches which shut down Philadelphia's airport was the second largest snowfall on record. The storm disrupted air travel across the country at one of the busiest weeks of the year. An air travel spokesman says the flight schedule on the East Coast may not return to normal until tomorrow. Greg Allen, NPR News.
General Motors is reconsidering its plans to disband Saab after last-minute offers surfaced to buy the Swedish carmaker. Terry Schultz has details.
GM hasn't revealed the names of the suitors it says have come forward since it announced Friday it would close its Swedish unit, but it says it's evaluating each new offer. Dutch sports car manufacturer Spyker has gone public, however, announcing it's given GM until close of business Eastern time to decide whether to accept its bid. Talks between Spyker and GM collapsed last week, but in the renewed offer submitted Sunday, Spyker says it's confident it has addressed the issues that contributed to the earlier impasse. Detroit-based GM had said it would only wait until the end of the year to find a buyer for Saab before dismantling it. About 3,500 jobs are at stake in Sweden and thousands of others in dealerships around the world. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Pope Benedict XVI has described his visit to the Holocaust Memorial as an upsetting encounter with cruelty and senseless hatred. The pontiff made his remarks in a Vatican speech today, just days after his decision to move the wartime Pope Pius XII closer to sainthood, which angered Jewish groups. On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 87 points to 10,416. The Nasdaq up 19 points to 2,231. This is NPR News. Iran buries a dissident cleric today. Thousands of opposition supporters attend the funeral in a public demonstration under tight security with reports of arrests. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The death of Grand Ayatollah Hussein Ali Montazeri was barely noted on Iranian state television, but the social media networks favored by the political opposition have been full of coverage of processions across the country, paying respect to a renowned religious scholar and a political rebel. 87-year-old Ayatollah Montazeri died over the weekend, but he was still voicing dissent earlier this year, calling the election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad a fraud. His funeral appears to have turned into a demonstration for hundreds of thousands of Iranians who share his political views. The pictures beaming from the procession sites are avidly followed by dissidents in Turkey. More than 1,000 Iranians fled here following the mass political crackdown on the opposition after the June elections. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
The holiday shopping crunch is expected to reach a peak today for UPS. The world's largest shipping carrier projects that it will deliver about 22 million small packages. For the entire holiday season, UPS plans to deliver roughly 400 million packages worldwide, and that would be up slightly from last year. The Atlanta-based shipper hired about 50,000 seasonal workers to keep pace with the extra volume this holiday season. Rival FedEx shipped more than 14 million packages on December 14th. That beat the company's projection for its peak of the year by more than a million and was the busiest day in FedEx history by more than 2 million. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.